A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus answered the Jews, "My Father is at work until now, so I am at work." For this reason they tried all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. Jesus answered and said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, the Son cannot do anything on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For what he does, the Son will do also. For the Father loves the Son, and shows him everything that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so also does the Son give life to whomever he wishes. Nor does the Father judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son, just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. Amen, amen, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to the Son the possession of life in himself. And he gave him power to exercise judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out, those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, but those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. I cannot do anything on my own. I judge as I hear, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. There is a really great story, a true story, from the life of Saint Jane de Chantal. Saint Jane lived in France. She founded the Visitation Sisters with the help of Saint Francis de Sales. And early on in their history, one day, she gave the sisters a free day, a day of recreation, and they would come together in the evening for prayer and dinner. At the end of the day, when they all came together, the sisters were so weary, and they said, "Please, Mother, Sister Jane, do not ever give us a day to ourselves again. We would rather live in obedience, because we know that in obedience, we can be confident we are doing God's will in all things and not our own." Our Lord says, "I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me." My brothers and sisters, one of the greatest lies that we buy into all the time and that we even tell ourselves is that I will be happy when I get my way. When I can just do my own will. And happiness comes from doing the will of God the Father. And not just happiness, but love. Right, every single one of us, we long for love, we long to be transformed in love, and it's by doing the will of God, because God is love. And anything and everything he asks of us will transform us in love and will lead us to love as we ought. And what does this mean? The height of love is always sacrifice. God's will always lead us to the sacrifice, the gift of ourselves. It's the culmination he wants for every single one of us in our lives. Love leads to sacrifice, but what is so beautiful is that love is fed by sacrifice as well. So it not only leads to sacrifice, but we love others better and better the more we sacrifice for them. And so God's will always call us to that. And it's what we don't want to give, right? No, I want to hold on to myself, right? I don't want to have to let go of myself. And what is so beautiful is that the way we obtain the grace to make the gift of ourselves, to sacrifice ourselves every single day as we ought, is by celebrating and receiving the sacrifice of the Son. Through His sacrifice, we can sacrifice ourselves as we ought. We come here every day to get the grace to do the will of God in our daily lives. And we can have absolute certitude that when we receive our Lord, we have the grace to do everything the Father asks of us that day. And so all throughout the day, when we come to a point where we have to make a decision, okay, Lord, here's my will. I know I'm called to do yours. Jesus, I have received you. I have that grace. Let me now follow through as you ask.